Hi everyone, my name is Marissa Santoro and I'm the founder here at In Our Shoes. Thank you for visiting and joining us back here for the fourth footprint, which smart, ambitious women make when following their passions in business. This is a segue to a seminar that I'm doing this summer here in New York City in downtown Manhattan at Pace University, as well as in London. I will be in the King's College London on September 1st. And received a lot of great positive feedback from the seminar talking about the footprints that successful women that I've interviewed that I myself have found has really worked when growing your business or when growing your career as a woman leader in business. So I'm really happy to share. These are the five most common things that I've heard over and over again. So I hope you're enjoying this and are ready for footprint four. So the fourth footprint is actually one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites because it really fuels me. I'm the kind of person that when someone says I can't do something, it makes me want to do it even more. And I think actually most people are like that. So the fourth footprint is that successful, ambitious women, we just never accept no for an answer. We actually embrace rejection. Not that we're looking forward to a rejection, but we embrace it because we're always prepared for what we're going to do to turn that around in order to get things to where we need them to be, regardless of whether somebody's saying the word no. I talked about it in a previous footprint, how successful women really are able to slay their self-doubt. They're grounded, they're rooted in what they know, and they don't let anyone shake them. That's really important. But sometimes when you're constantly hearing, or seeing the doors close in front of you, especially from people who you may have partnered with or people in your company, perhaps you're a woman who is looking for a senior VP position and you've worked really hard and you just assume the colleagues that, you know, who you've worked with over the years is really would really go to bat for you. What the angle is here for this fourth footprint is that you shouldn't assume anyone is going to go to bat for you. In fact, you should assume that you're standing alone all the time. The reason for that is because it really makes you stronger and you really start to get what it is that you need to do in order to get to get to what you want. If you start embracing it and just always constantly thinking, what is the direction that I need to go in order to get around the words no? Yes, there will be walls. What we need to do as women is we have to figure out a way to break down those walls. And sometimes there's no getting into getting past the person or persons that may be standing in our way. Sometimes you just have to go around them, and that's okay too. If you're in an organization and you're trying to raise your rank up there, getting around them has to be a little bit more on tippy-toe because there are politics. There are definitely tap dances that we have to do as women. I've definitely had a bite my tongue in several situations in order to just, you know, keep my eye on the end game. So embrace rejection. And also, try to remember that the words no, if they ever come out of someone's mouth or the message is no, try to translate those words into not right now. No equals not right now or no equals not yet. There's only possibility for you. You don't assume that anyone is able to control your fate. You try to live every day without barriers. One of the things that I wrote about a few months back, you'll see here on the left in the news scroll, I talk about negotiation strategies, which successful women implement when sitting down and going to make that deal. Unfortunately, we live in a society where we do have to cut deals every day. And if you start getting used to the fact that XYZ is not going to help you, you start to realize that your angle is always, what is the deal that I can cut or what is the deal I can make with this person in order to get them to work with me? When first starting out, especially as an entrepreneur, I had a very false assumption that because coming from a corporate professional background, just get the job done was my mentality. As long as you get the job done, everyone and anyone will work with you. I certainly had barriers when I'm working in corporate America, but at the end of the day, you know you had to deliver for the firm. When you're out on your own and you're going independent, that's not the case anymore. You're really sticking your neck out. You're not flying underneath the radar anymore. Although it is very simple and easy for us to kind of stay in our watering holes and not want to pick our heads up in order to take a little bit of risk. But for the most part, you know, if you're going to get your business off the ground or if you're going to raise your rank as a leader, as a woman leader in organizations, you have to start sticking your neck out and you have to start taking risks. What the message here is that as you're taking those risks, you have to be prepared to cut deals. So if someone says to you the words no or, you know, this isn't going to work or this isn't the right timing, you accept it for what it is, you walk away, and you think about what is the incentive that you can give that person in order to turn them around. In business, it's certainly a swap sometimes of expert skills. Sometimes someone is giving you free advertising on their site, and maybe you're just, you know, you're doing some content or you're writing some stuff for them in order to pump up their content. Perhaps it's a partnership that you have with someone very close, and you can connect them with someone who can help you in another way. There's always deals that you can cut. You have to really think creatively. You have to think of incentives. But at the end of the day, just remember, no does not mean no. No means not right now. And you go around the person and you figure out a way. Now, if you're working in corporation and you really am working with a person that truly does hold the keys, you believe, to your career, it's important for you to start finding mentors within the company. This could be a person directly in your line of business, or it could be a person elsewhere who has a senior level title. But finding a mentor, whether officially or unofficially, you are getting advice, you're getting wisdom, and this really does tie into what I've been pitching forever, most recently to a TED audition that I did. In order for women to raise their rank in companies, they really have to get sponsorship and get mentorship. And unfortunately, in advanced nations such as ours, that mentoring does exist, but it exists once you reach a certain level. I believe the mentoring has to start from the ground up. So reaching out for support, if you're working with someone that's really being obstinate and really doesn't want to see you succeed, which is a very common scenario. I have received so many emails from women who have told me, now this is really, really going to sting, but I have received so many emails from women who have told me that other women in the companies that they're working in have actually prevented them from moving ahead. And that really is hurtful to hear. I believe it's true. I've seen it. I've experienced it. But it's so hurtful to hear because I know there are so many more women out in the universe that really do want to help each other. And unfortunately, because it's not that easy to advance yourself as men, as the statistics have shown, given that we're growing families and we're doing so many other things outside of our work life, because it's so challenging to get to that a higher level in firms, I believe maybe women really want to just kind of keep their stake in the ground and possibly feel a fear of other women encroaching on their territory, and that's going to happen. It happens for men as well, but it's important for you to somehow find a sponsor or a mentor within that company in order to raise you. So that's just one idea for not accepting the words no. And again, if you go back to the negotiation strategy article that I wrote, you'll also find more additional advice. Just also being able to counter and make a trade for something that would really be a good incentive for them to want to work with you. As an example, another example here for me, I was told I was completely crazy when a few years ago I wanted to include my seminars and my work and my speaking in a completely other country. I wanted to include the UK. The reason I wanted to do that was because I know women there are not given as many tools and inspiration, especially working mothers, to advance themselves. And so that really fueled me to want to fill a void. But I was told, that's crazy. You're here. You have a client base here. You could definitely grow your business here. And the answer was definitely yes. But I didn't accept what other people were telling me. And again, from what I started out with in this footprint, when someone tells you the words no or you can't do something, let it fuel you. Embrace it. Embrace the rejection. Embrace the fact that others think you can't do it because you know that you can, especially if it's something that you have a deep belief in. So that was really a big fuel for me to really go ahead and to know where I could fill a void. And so far, my gut has served me well. I've gotten a lot of feedback from the UK, and I'm proud to say that I've now landed a college in the heart of London. So I hope that I can be an inspiration for you to move forward in all those little areas where you hear the words or you feel the words no. Sometimes, and that's a really good point I'd like to make here, sometimes we don't hear the words no, but we feel them. We feel that someone is not willing to work with us. And that might be the case. It might not. It's important for us not to make assumptions. We are very intuitive as women, and so sometimes we hear voices that really aren't there. So being persistent and finding out who can help you, finding out what deal you're going to cut in order to move ahead, and just going around the wall. If you can't break down the wall, go around it. On the subject of the words no, I'd like to turn this conversation into your being able to say the words no as well. So first part was accepting no and just embracing it and figuring out a way to make it translate into no equals not right now. But as women, we have to really put ourselves in a position where we are able to say the words no. And I don't think that comes as easy for us, especially when we're working in companies. If you're working as an entrepreneur, our time is extremely valuable. We don't have a lot of time to always be, assisting in every area which we'd love to be, but we can't. So there's a big difference between saying the words no and actually just saying the words not right now. You have to be able to not be a yes person is really what the message is. People don't respect yes people. If you're constantly saying the word yes at work or saying the word yes in your business, then you're telling someone, my time is not as valuable and I just want to be here at your beck and call to do whatever you need me to do. People don't respect that. It's not professional. It's not fair to you. So when it comes to, setting or overcoming boundaries and rejection, you also have to set those boundaries as well and be ready to say the words no or not right now to other people as well. So it goes hand in hand. It's not just a one-way street. Time is very valuable, and I think that if you're working with someone who understands that time is money, right? Sometimes people feel a little bit surprised and shocked when they actually are asked to pay for something that they're, expecting you to give away for free. Starting out, it's very easy for us to feel complimented if someone is really loving our work. Let's say they came to hear you speak, or they read something that you did, or they tried one of your products and they just gave you the most amazing feedback. Our ego is stroked. We're really excited because we've gotten that feedback, and so we may be keen to kind of to just want to, help this person or give them some free stuff. You have to hold yourself back, and you have to say the words no as well. And as women, I don't think that we're really good at that. It comes with practice. It comes with survival, and especially if you're working for a company. People will definitely step all over you if you constantly are the yes person to go to. Yes, Mary can do it. Mary can stay late. Oh, Mary can. It's such a typical pigeonhole for women to get caught up in, because we're depicted as nurturers and taking care of everybody, even in the office. So it's important that when you're saying those words no, or in your own way giving out that message, you convey that you're not a difficult person to work with. You're just putting boundaries so that you can get your job done. And your work is just as important as theirs. So I hope you enjoyed this footprint as a homework exercise, as always. I'd love it if you can just put down a couple of ways in which you've been told no or have been rejected in your career in business or in your startup, small business, and write down three ways where you're going to get around it and just overcome and move the wall. So please share those with me. I would love to read your comments. And stay tuned for the fifth footprint. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk soon. Bye.